voter registration should be continuous in terms of our laws, but it is not continuous because we are thinking of changing our system to the current manual voter registration system to a biometric voter registration system, which will entail that we need to procure equipment for biometric voter registration. So before that decision is finally made, we have decided that we will only do voter registration in those constituencies or wards which are in which we are conducting a by-election.
So is the problem here money or the biometric system that you are still waiting for?
Well, the problem mainly is resources. We would want to go biometric, full biometric, but we don't have the funds at the moment to procure the necessary equipment and to roll out the program nationwide.
How much resources do you have so far for the 2018 election?
Well, we have not even submitted a budget yet for the 2018 elections. We are simply submitting budgets now for any by-elections that are occurring. And as you know, we have had quite a number of by-elections to fill in seats vacated by councillors who are leaving office. Some are retiring, some are dying, and some sits in constituencies. So we have not even started submitting a budget for 2018 as we speak.
And what's the likelihood of you securing the biometric system before the election?
Very high. The signals that we are getting from government and from the cooperating is that they are likely to support us.
In terms of voter trends, how would you characterize, the participation of young people in elections?
We have not done a study as yet of the by-elections that we've conducted this year, so I'll not be able to give you a definitive answer. But we anticipate that as we go towards 2018, the youth and women are some of the groups that would really want to target so that they fully participate in the 2018 election.